It's the Hidden Node for September 10th, 2012. Kickstart Monday. So, this is the first Monday, first Kickstart episode. So, okay, the idea behind these episodes, I think I might have explained this on Tuesday's episode or Thursday's episode. I'm going to start off each of these episodes talking about a Kickstarter project, because I think Kickstarter's pretty awesome, and I'd like to point some out that I'm supporting. And this particular one popped up on my Kickstarter feed under local, which was cool because most of the local ones I really don't care about. But this one caught my eye because it included the word cyberpunk, and well, yeah, that pretty much does it for me. The Kickstarter project is called Action Packed Cyberpunk Stock Photo Set by Jade Michaela. The particular Kickstarter has 5 days to go. It's already met its goal, but it's kind of cool. It's doing stretch goals, which is always a good thing. General concept of this Kickstarter is the photographer is doing exactly what the Kickstarter says. It's a stock photo set of different cyberpunk outfits, different cyberpunk characters. It's kind of cool. The neat part is I'm donating at the $25 level, so I'm going to get like a copy of every single stock photo the photographer has ever done. Yay! And since I'm starting to use stock photos in my blog post now and podcast post, this is kind of cool. It's going to give me something to use. I don't know, maybe something I can use for the Hidden Node or Hidden Grid. We'll see. So, where are we right now? Well, this has been a productive weekend. I wrote out a guideline for how I'm going to, get a novel out before, not really before, but by Memorial Day weekend. Damn, I guess I'm kind of tired. So, anyway, the general concept is, these are the dates that I'm going to need to meet certain goals in order to have a novel written, edited, and ready to publish by Memorial Day weekend, May of next year. You know, basically saying, hey, I'm going to Balticon, and I got a book coming out for Balticon. Yay! Don't know how well that's going to work, but we'll see. Okay, so September, get some concepts done, decide what I'm going to write about, start work on the outline draft. Beginning of October, have the first outline draft done. By the end of October, have the second outline draft done, and do as much pre-world building as I can, just to have stuff ready to go if I need to answer questions about the story. From November 1st through the December the 14th, first draft. That's right, I am starting this novel as a NaNoWriMo novel. Last year, I won NaNoWriMo in 3 weeks' time. Okay, so if I can do 50,000 words in 3 weeks, it stands to reason I could do 100,000 words in 6 weeks. This is better pace than I did last year, because last year I wrote 50,000 words to the novel in 3 weeks, and then it took me another 8 weeks to write the remaining 30,000 because I sucked. Gonna do better this year. Okay. So, take 2 weeks off in December, and then January, start that edit review, get that done within a week, and by the beginning of February, finish the second draft and start sharing this with alpha readers and beta readers. I'm going to be asking a few people, you know, are you interested in reading the novel? Are you interested in editing the novel? I'm going to need people who understand narrative, as well as people who understand editing, just to try to see how much I can get done. I'm going to try to have those people done by the 15th of March. I'm hoping they can be, because by the 15th of March, I want to submit the novel to an editor or someone a bit more professional of a beta reader. And through middle of March, through the end of April, I want to get all the edits and get the story all tightened up together so that by the end of April, I can start prepping for an Amazon submission as well as starting to record the podcast version of the novel. I do fully intend to whatever the novel is going to be, to put it out on Podio Books. You know, put out my own feed, of course, but also put out on Podio Books. And all in time for May 24th to have the book out on Amazon the week before. And on Podio Books that weekend. Because, yeah, I want to do that. I want to get that shit out there. I want to have a novel written by May. Because I turned 29 in October. I don't want to turn 30 without having a published book. Yeah, I would prefer to have it, you know, traditional published. Not going to happen. If I'm writing the book this year, it's going to take another year or two before it gets traditionally published. Which is fine. You know, I will eventually like to try to have a traditionally published book. But this is my goal, to have a novel written by May of next year and published by May of next year. If I keep hard and I keep at it, I can do it. So, that's the plan. I will, of course, be reporting about that here. Let you guys know in the progress. Probably try to release some snippets once it gets rolling. What time are we looking at on the podcast? We're at 6 minutes. We got 4 more minutes if I really want to go, and I think I do. So, other projects that are coming up. I'm still revitalizing the Hidden Node website. I've got a little bit to go, and I'll probably go over a little bit more detail on how that's going on Tuesday's episode, since, you know, Tuesday Tech, whatever. But that revitalization is going down. The other big project I'm working on is the Transdimensional Cafe. I am bringing it back. I love the interactive fiction style. I'm going to stop calling it Choose Your Own Adventure because I'm pretty sure that's copywritten or trademarked or something. The term interactive fiction is not, and that's what I'm going to do. The only thing I've noticed is I wrote a guide bible for how to submit stories for TDC, just so I know what my requirements need to be every month. And basically, I'm looking at a 20 to 25,000 word story each month, with 20 to 25 sections. The only problem is that if I want to have it ready to go by January 1st, to have a TDC coming out on the 1st of January, or whatever the first Monday is of January, I have to write two 20 to 25,000 word stories by the beginning of November 1st, because, as mentioned earlier, novel starts November 1st, and when novel starts, that's priority. So if I want to have 2 to 3 months ready to go ahead of time, yeah, I'm going to need to get cracking on TDC. I got a timetable written out next week on what I need to start doing. Hopefully we'll have a first story written by the end of September, and another one written by the end of, by the middle of October, because I need to edit and then record those two show sets. Actually, I probably can record the episodes through November and December. I'll have enough time, even with the novel, to do podcast recording. So, I think it'll be okay. So, yeah. Needless to say, this weekend has been a very productive weekend in terms of planning, getting things scheduled, getting things organized, and just getting things ready to go. You know, I'm still kind of coming off of that Dragon Con buzz. I'm still in that I can get things done mode. I can, you know, have the drive. And I'm going to do it. It's that whole looking at those people I respect and seeing their drive and knowing that I can do that too. Because, damn it, I can. So, alright. I'm going to call it there. I will talk to you guys on Tuesday. Hope you had a great weekend yourself. Hope your Monday goes nice and quick, and that the day job isn't that hard, and that you have a safe ride home and a safe ride to work. Reverse that, but you know what I mean. Anyway, take care. See you tomorrow.